Shamati articles, article Reish Lamed Chet, 238. And blessed be he who will not forget you, and the human who will put his effort into you. And during, and when one is going, the essence of light should always remember that everything he attained was only because he accepted upon himself the essence of darkness. It means that even when there is darkness, this darkness, one understands that this darkness is awakening him to reach a higher degree. Otherwise, there is no point of the Creator revealing his will to receive if it is not in order to awaken the human being to ascend above this will to receive, because the entire will to receive initially comes from the thought of the creation to bestow to the creatures. First of all, there was the thought of benevolence, and afterwards this thought obligated the Creator to create the creation existence from absence, meaning to create the will to receive, because the emerge of existence from absence is called Bria, creature, from the word bar, outside holiness. And that's why one can see that every time that the will to receive is awakened in him, it's in order to fulfill this thought to benevolent to his creatures. And this will is awakened so that we'll be able to come to benevolence. And you should try and put our effort to the essence of Bach. As is written, that everyone believes that he is the God of bestow, the God of belief. He does not see a place in which you'll have to work the essence of belief, because everything is revealed in front of him. And anyhow, he has to believe the essence of above reason, that there is an additional place to believe the essence of faith. It means that one has to seek for places, for situations, a place is called the will to receive. So when a place is revealed, then the will to receive is revealed. It is called a new situation. So one has to yearn to situations where the will to receive is revealed in such a way that he will be able to add in his adhesion with the Creator, to add by being capable of, with an additional strength, an additional effort to cleave himself to holiness. And that's the meaning of, and Israel saw the big hand, and they shall believe in the Creator. And even though that they've attained the essence of Vayira, which is the meaning of Re'ia, a vision, still they had the ability to believe the essence of belief, because they were not satisfied in a vision, which is wisdom, the Chokhmah, that might be revealed, but they wanted it to come only inside the vessels of bestowal, and they wanted to add upon these vessels the light of belief. It is just like when we speak about the essence of Bina, when we attain Bina, we first attain Galgalta Einayim, and then we attain Galgalta Einayim. It means that even when the vessels of reception are revealed, and we want to go above them, meaning we're receiving them, the Ol Chokhmah, but the Ol Chokhmah is received in them only in order to better the chasadim. Even when this re'iyah exists, they take it as some kind of a landscape to rise, to ascend in belief even more. In order to do it, we need to put even more forces. More is cool that we are working both with the vessels of reception, not only with the vessels of bestow. So we're working with both of them. It means that if during when at the time that there is love nunit, he can hear Torah mitzvot, and this is as a condition. It means that when he can fulfill Torah mitzvot, meaning to be cleaved to the Creator, only in the condition that he is receiving these strength, this force from above, so the Creator will be revealed. But we have to hear We have to hear it and perform it without setting any conditions. It means that even during the time of Shacharit and Levanonit, both in darkness and both in light. During the light, it is even harder, because once there is dark, one just ascends above his will to receive and acquires simple belief that it's filling his vessels of reception and is helping a person to be in belief above reason. When reason is filled only with O Chasadim, that one acquires by this only Galgalta Enayim. But by Lavnunit being revealed, by the vessels of reception being revealed, and in them one can receive in order to bestow. Here is the problem, whether it's really receiving in order to bestow, whether he is only yearning in belief while working in vessels of reception. And that's why during the Lavnunit we have to be careful to not harm the essence of Shacharit, because we should always yearn to be in the same situation as in Shacharit, as in darkness, as in daybreak, that we have to yearn to be inside this black point, as Malchut towards the Anpin. When this is enough to a human being to have his livelihood and to revive himself and all this black and this entire black point, when Malchut is cleaved to the Anpin in Vaka Nekuda, when Malchut is growing, it is growing from Malchut the Malchut until it's Keter, up to all these entire Esser Sfirot, when Zon are standing Panim face to face to each other, except from this black point when Malchut is cleaved to the Anpin in order to live, in order to exist. Then Malchut is building her entire Pertsuf is so that Zon will be as a couple, the creator and the creature. The entire degree of Malchut is only because she wants to bestow to the Creator. That's the way it is. She is built. And that's why, even in the greatest situations, even in Gemar Tikkun, forever, Malchut will always be as a Nekuda, as a point from her nature, and that's how one has to accept Malchut. And everything that is, everything except from her nature is, has to be in order to bestow, and then Malchut is receiving Tet Rishonot in Kedusha and is using them just like the Creator in bestow alone.